Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back to late great SRV. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Walter Kieschel III. Walter is the author of my favorite book, one of my favorites in my library, The Lords of Strategy, The Secret Intellectual History of the New Corporate World. I encourage you to check it out, folks. If you'd like to get a book that when you hear me say, become a CEO of your company, and you're saying, okay, how do I get started? Buy Walter's book, and it'll get you started and give you some tracks to run on, find some order, some structure that you can use to focus on as the CEO. Walter, thanks again for being here, and thanks for your book.
Oh, it's always good to be with you, Jim.
Okay, let's change our topic just a little bit and talk about things that we can learn as business leaders. We can learn from the two presidential campaigns, I'm sorry, presidential conventions, the party conventions that we just got through with, first the Republicans, then the Democrats. What do you think, Walter? What can we learn from those guys?
Well, I thought they were a fascinating study in contrast. I think you could characterize a Republican convention as, if you were thinking about potential voters as customers, the Republican convention's emphasis really was on selling more to your existing customers or tightening the bonds that you've got with your existing customers,
right,
which is, of course, one strategy. The continuing, or that what they would call in political terms, really revving up the base.
Right.
Also, in the Republican candidate for president, they exemplify one kind of thought about leadership, is that you need a really sort of charismatic figure, or the only place or the best place for a charismatic figure is when you want to lead change. When your company or your organization is really in trouble, you need to have somebody who can stand up there and get everybody's attention,
mm-hmm,
and say, we're going to go in this new direction. Think of Lee Iacocca at Ford or Chrysler.
Well, and there's a word that you're not putting in there that I think is important, and maybe forgive me if you were about to, and that's the audacious word. I think a lot of people are okay with America being audacious, and they haven't seen a lot of that lately. And I think Mr. Trump gets away with some things that other people might get away with because he is audacious. What do you think?
Well, I think that's true. I mean, the concern about audacious is that occasionally it springs from narcissistic.
Sometimes not occasionally.
Sometimes
more often than
not occasionally. And the trouble with, as we know from business history, the narcissistic leader, if he gets fed with too much success, he kind of loses touch with reality and goes off the rails. Think about John DeLorean, who was hailed as a savior for turning Pontiac.
Well, and I think we're seeing some of that with Mr. Trump. In him missing the messages, I mean, like right now, he ought to be talking about a 1.2 economic GDP growth in second quarter and fourth and first quarters previous being downgraded. That's what he ought to be talking about. Instead, he's mired in this argument with the five star. So sometimes I think you're right about the audacious. Where does it come from is what's important. All right, what's next?
Well, I mean, then if you look at the Democratic convention, there was a more emphasis there, I think, on trying to reach out to, in business terms, potential new customers, to make the argument for, you know, their product as a substitute for another's. But in their candidate, in Hillary Clinton, they have somebody who quite consciously emphasizes process, emphasizes, we're going to, we can't change anything unless we change the underlying processes or procedures. It's not nearly as sexy as the kind of call for audacity or the audacious style of Trump.
And so, if you are happy with the status quo, and you just think things just need to be, the gears need to be adjusted, you might be more likely to go with Clinton. But if you feel like things need to be shaken up, you might feel more like going with Trump. Is that what you're saying?
Well, except that I think most of the studies of business change, say that incremental change is the way that you actually do finally better change cultures in most organizations.
Mm-hmm.
That it is through.
No, I didn't say what was the best method. I said what people want.
Yeah, no, well, that's a really interesting question, because one of the things I think that also is that the media and the context hasn't done a good job of communicating to voters is really how much difference can the president make?
Mm-hmm.
If you look at it seriously and study the history, the president can't by him or herself turn the economy around.
That's exactly. I wrote an article about that two months ago.
You're
exactly right.
I mean, so I think increasingly with the media attention and the horse race that is the presidential election, you're talking about the expectations that people
mm-hmm.
have. I think they've heightened the expectations that voters have about how much difference a president can make.
But the president can engender or inhibit an environment where jobs are created and the economy grows or doesn't grow.
I think
the president has that effect. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely true. I mean, if you're Herbert Hoover, you have one effect. If you're Franklin Roosevelt, you have another on that
right.
That front.
Many people out here on Main Street feel that Mr. Obama has been what you would have called Herbert Hoover.
I know. It's so interesting, the difference. And I think it is very much, it's also very rooted to where you are geographically. Not only about how the economy is doing there
mm-hmm.
locally, but sort of the traditions and how people...
Hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm going to get Walter to tell us what he would have told both parties to do. we're going to let the two parties go to school on Walter after these messages. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasky. Walter, you got a website?
I do, lordsofstrategy.com.
Check it out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.